Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Doctors change lives every day, but what happens when life changes yours? A single injury, a sudden illness, your career, your income, your future can shift in an instant. The best physicians don't just plan for success, they protect it. At Set for Life Insurance, they believe financial security isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. True owned occupational disability insurance ensures that no matter what happens, your future stays in your hands. Because protecting your income means protecting everything you built. Visit drpodcastnetwork.co/setforlife today. Secure your future before life makes a choice for you. Hey guys, this is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD, the podcast for physician and healthcare entrepreneurs. At the time of this recording, I'm about to jettison out of town from my home in San Diego, going to Las Vegas, and we're going to be hosting a mastermind with some of our clients, physician clients and friends, that called Momentum MD Mastermind, that I'm doing with my good friend and business partner, Dr. Peter Kim. And it's going to be a great way to get to know them a little bit better, help them overcome some challenges through entrepreneurship in their career. If you want to have more information about it, you can check it out at MomentumMD.com, and we'd love to have you. But today I want to talk about writing a book. Have you ever thought that you've had a book in mind, but somehow each year you never get down to writing it? Today we're going to discuss how physicians can transform their careers through authorship and how this process is now even faster than it was before. So by the end of this episode, I'm hopefully going to convince you why physician authorship matters. And now through this modern approach, you can write your own book without sacrificing a lot of your time. So there is a changing landscape in how we write a book. And there are a lot of ways that you can benefit from books. Now, I think one big misconception out there, probably not out there as much, is, be honest, you're not going to get wealthy writing a book, but you are possibly can increase your revenue by what a book can provide you. And in today's digital healthcare environment, you need a way to stand out. And there's a shift from having credential-based trust through research papers, this is often how doctors get it, or by paying thousands of dollars in credentialing and board certification, to what I've discussed as content-based trust. And if you're looking to increase the amount of patients, increase your authority, you can do that through the book, because your patients are going to want to find the doctor who wrote the book on this topic. What a best way, if you want to do hormone replacement therapy, if you're an author of someone on hormone replacement therapy. And we see this so many times again and again. My friend, I have a physician friend who is an internist, and he started up his weight loss practice, and he wrote a book on how to eat better through plant-based medicine. And it really increased his, what he could charge to see a patient. He'd had patients that flew in to see him in the Southern California office. And you can increase your influence by having your own book. I'm going to give you a few statistics on there. So there is one, I can find it from ringtoday.com, the survey found that 96 professionals who published a book reported it helped them acquire new clients and business opportunities. Research from the Content Marketing Institute found that approximately 75% of executives and decision makers considered book authors to have higher credibility than those who didn't have a book in the same field. Now, and the National Speakers Association has reported that, and it's not specific to physicians, but I think the statistic accurate, is that speakers with published books typically command 20 to 30% higher speaking fees than their not author counterparts. Finally, a study by Forbes found that 58% of professionals believed publishing a book significantly enhanced their professional reputation and authority in their field. And sorry, one last statistic is that according to Greenleaf Book Group, professionals who published a book typically see a 22 to 50% increase in consulting or service fees within 1 year of publication. And I spoke to many of you who listen, you wanted it to be able to become a speaker, you want to charge speaking fees that are valuable and make it worth your effort. I know a number of you want to get into consulting. What better way to get into the field and to establish yourself out of the crowd that is by having your own book? Anecdotally, I've seen it myself where I've seen physicians want to get into engagements, want to get into speaking engagements, want to speak at conferences. And if you told me you're going to have a speaker who has a book in that field versus one who doesn't, it is always the person who has a book. And let's face it, they're not going to ask you how many copies that you sell the book. It could have been just yourself and maybe your mom had bought the book. There is significant impact by being an author. So let's just talk some of the ways. If you're someone who has your own practice, you can attract patients just by having a book. They're already pre-sold because they want to see the physician who talked about that particular topic. It's going to build trust before your first appointment and really establish a pre-made position in your market. Imagine that you have a patient in there in the waiting room and they see your smiling face on the bookshelf waiting for them in the waiting room on there. It's going to really position yourself and allow you, especially if you're someone who is at a cash-based practice, allow you to charge a more higher fee than those who don't. There's a lot of opportunities for career expansion. A book could lead to more speaking engagements, to media appearances. I know if you use a site like Help a Reporter Out, where that is a company or a position where people are looking for media officials to speak about a certain industry, they often search for physicians. It's going to be so much more than saying, hey, the author of so-and-so is speaking on this related topic. If you want to increase your consultation rates, it's going to allow you more visibility through that. If you're interested in teaching and training opportunities, we've all learned the benefit of having credentials as in college, right? And in pre-med, we wanted to, and in even in medical school, we wanted to have a byline, just having our name and authorship on a paper. Now, if you're focused on getting more patients or becoming an expert in a topic, what better way is to be an author of a book? If you're looking to be a business development, you're an entrepreneur, as many of you are, you can create digital products based upon your book. You can create courses based upon your own book. You can develop coaching programs based upon your own book. You can build communities, Facebook, LinkedIn communities around your expertise. And also there's that personal and professional fulfillment that you really can't measure. Expanding your impact beyond one-to-one patient care, getting into topics that you never thought were possible, but you wanted to become an expert in this specific topic, and now you can't, just becoming an expert. Creating a legacy of your knowledge, saying you're an Amazon bestseller, saying you're a New York Times bestseller. It's going to connect you with colleagues and patients in new ways.
America spends more on healthcare than any other country, yet we rank 48th in life expectancy. We spend trillions, but 200,000 insured people still declare medical bankruptcy every year. Clearly, the system is broken. But what if there was a way to take back control, to break free from inflated costs and red tape? That's exactly what CrowdHealth was created, a smarter, more transparent way to pay for healthcare. No middlemen. No bureaucracy, just a community helping each other when it matters most. Join the revolution. Go to joincrowdhealth.com and use promo code BootstrapMD for a discount on your first 3 months. Because your health should be in your hands, not theirs.
And so now with writing a book, it's easier than ever. My first book that I wrote, it took me about 6 to 7 months. And I think it was about 50 to 60 pages. Maybe I bumped it up to 80 or 90 pages with pictures. It took a long time. My second book, I joke, it took me 10 years to write the book. Not that I accumulated that knowledge, it's just each year I kept saying, I'm going to go home and write that book. But now new technologies have completely transformed the timeline. When I wrote those books, that was before the time of AI. Now through with ChatGPT and Claude and a lot of other AI technology, it's a lot easier to do so. Another myth that I often see is I'm not a writer. When I struggled writing my books is because I would see that blank sheet or on Microsoft Word, a blank screen, and I would have writer's block. You're already an expert in communication as a physician, and that can often translate into writing skills. You can have ghostwriters do it. You can have AI to help you with it as well. Another myth that I often see is you need to have a publisher. Both my books were self-published. I used Amazon to do that, and I used third-party companies to publish my books. Sure, you can go the traditional publishing route, but I think self-publishing provides more control and offer better economics for you. Another myth is that books don't make money. As I mentioned, I'd probably get 50 cents, 80 cents, $1.80 every time I sell my book. But that's okay, because it's everything else that I can get with that. I've gotten speaking engagements through my book. I've gotten consulting engagements with you. I've got jobs based upon my book. The book itself is the beginning of multiple revenue opportunities. And then one myth that I don't want to hear, but I know whenever you are saying is, I don't have anything unique to say. Everyone has unspecialized knowledge. Everyone has had specialized experiences. Your individual clinical or non-clinical experience is an approach is inherently valuable to others. So don't devalue what you're doing. You have something to say. One of the best ways to do it is by saying it in a book. How are books different? And at the end of this, if you're interested in learning how to write a book, I've got a 3-day course where my goal is to at least get you the framework to complete a book in 3 days. It's coming up later this month, and I'll talk a little bit more about it at the end of the call. So stay tuned for that. AI and new frameworks have really revolutionized the writing process. I think there's really 3 phases when you want to consider writing a book. One is you want to establish a foundation. You want to determine what is your angle? Who is your audience? Who are you writing it to? I often see books where they don't know who they're writing to. First, they want to write to a specific genre of people. Then they want to write it to everybody. Then they want it to, there's really no focus. And you really need to have that foundation. How are you writing it? Is it from your own experience? Is it from a third-party experience? Are you interviewing different guests? There's lots of different ways that you could do it. Creation, that's the second phase. You want to be able to efficiently generate quality content. You can just start first by starting on an outline and then using AI to help you move forward with that. And then finally, with publication, turning that manuscript into a professional book. So foundation, creation, and publication. And that's why I really think this 3-day intensive that I put together can really help you declutter and clarify a lot of these things for you. And the importance of having systems and frameworks is my writing style is basically, is just answering. Is just answering questions. You don't need to wait for inspirations. It's like, why is this important? What was the method that you did it? What was the problem that you were trying to solve? These are just some of the questions that you can help answer to write your book. And some misconceptions that I see is that you don't have enough time. When I wrote my book, I only had a few hours a week. I was writing it prior to AI technology. Now it's a lot sooner. And now if you learn how to create your own ChatGPT, my ChatGPT, which I'm sure you're familiar with, bases it writing it on my style. So I am, in a sense, writing my own book. However, I'm having my AI trained on that. And these are some of the things that we learned in the upcoming training that we're going to be doing. So some misconceptions I want to teach you about book is how much research is needed before writing. Again, hopefully you're basing it, you're writing it on your own experiences. If you don't feel like you're the expert on it, you can seek out experts to help fill in the voids with you. Another common mistake that I see is people who don't want to put themselves out there, or they feel like, oh, if I write a book, I'm going to become too famous. We've talked about the fear of failure. In this case, it's the fear of success. That is why you're writing a book, is to get yourself out there. And so that comes down to mindset, and that goes to understanding is what you want to do and what you want to do in career. And nobody says that you have to write a book specifically on medical topics. I know doctors who've written books on time management, on real estate, on productivity, on things that they've learned throughout their life in their career that didn't have anything to do with them necessarily becoming a physician or covering their particular medical topic. And that's what's so great. You can write about skateboarding. You can write about flower arrangements. It doesn't really matter what it is to you. And this is just focusing on nonfiction. We know that there are tons of doctors, or not tons, but there are never significant doctors who wrote books in fiction, like Michael Crichton. And there's Freda McFadden wrote a book with the Housemaid series that I've read. I know some may not like the genre. It's like murder mystery stuff, but I enjoy as well. So there's a lot of great opportunities that are out there. And then finally, I want to talk to you about, hopefully I've convinced you about the importance of writing a book. And if you want to take it even further, we have a special training coming on. It's called the Physician Author Blueprint. It's coming on April 29th, April 30th, and May 1st. So at the time of this recording, it should be out tonight. And I hopefully you sign up. We put it at a very crazy price covering this. Literally, I'll be sharing you content that I've spent thousands of dollars acquiring. We're going to teach about the exact framework about writing a book in, you guessed it, 3 days. We're going to share with you AI-assisted techniques specifically to helping you write your book. We're going to talk about some publication pathways and marketing strategies. So if you're interested in this, the link would be bootstrapmd.com/book. We've got an early bird special price of just $67 for the first 25 registrants. And I know it's going quick. We have limited spots available. And I would just want to reinforce, and if you're looking to write your book, you know, you struggled each year, you know the importance of it, you haven't done it. It's physicians helping other physicians. I'll also be helped with my colleague, Dr. Ann Trog, who's going to teach us and share with you her amazing marketing strategies to get out there. So hopefully I convinced you about the importance of writing your own book. It just adds credibility. It establishes you as an author. The process right now is more accessible than ever, but it can be very confusing with the different AI tools that are out there. I encourage you to explore authorship as a career enhancing move, and appreciate you taking the time to listen on it on there. So if an entrepreneur is going to help you get you more exposure, establishing yourself as an expert, and at the end, hopefully put more money in your pocket. Thanks you for listening to this. Hopefully I'll see you at the Physician Author Blueprint and become a registrant. I'd love to work with you on this. And remember, every day you're going to have ups and downs in your business. Just do a little something each day to get you closer to your goals and keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now let's get to work.